from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. Final hour of the Rob Brown Show starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob and the great one, Lonzo, with you here as we celebrate the beginning of the National Football League season. Week one, night one, game one, tonight, Chiefs, Ravens, Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City, Missouri. Can't wait. Can't wait. Going to be a big night in the NFL. And OBT Dubs, in case you weren't aware, you weren't paying attention, in case you didn't know, great one. We got NFL football tonight. We got NFL football tomorrow night. We got college football Saturday night. We got NFL football Sunday night. We got NFL football Monday night. Y'all, if I may channel my inner Scott Henson for just a minute, 5 nights of nighttime football starts now. Let's go. Let's go.
What is he?
Best time of the year.
It don't start now. It don't start for another, 11 hours.
Listen, let me tell you how this day is going to go for Uncle Rob Brown. All right? Here's how this day is going to go for yours truly. When we get done here, I'm going to walk into that studio right next door. I'm going to lay down some promos, some commercials, some ads, some reads, some stuff I got to do. Real stuff. Adulting, I think the kids call it now. And then I'm going to walk over into the Fortress of Nerditude. I'm going to sit down in front of that computer, and I'm going to load in some podcasts. I'm going to get some clips up for you. Make sure you're following us on your podcast provider of choice, Spotify, Google, Apple, iTunes, wherever it is you get your major podcasts. Make sure you go find, search out, and subscribe to The Rob Brown Show, because not only do we bring you all 4 hours of the show in their entirety at the conclusion of every show, but the majority of days, I also pull out some highlight segments and put them off to the side, and I do them express style. I even take my dramatic-ass pregnant pauses out of there, so we turn 13-minute segments into, like, 8-minute segments. We turn 60-minute segments into, like, 40-minute segments, just so you can enjoy the Rob Brown Show as fast as you like on demand, all right? But I'm going to go over there.
I'm glad you finally said we, because you would have had a lot more work to do today.
We Lonzo is going to put the hours in. I'm going to put the highlight segments up. We are going to provide you with all of the entertainment that you could possibly need. And then when I'm done with that, I'm going to drive over. I'm going to go meet the lady friend for lunch. We're going to have a nice, lovely afternoon snack together. Then I'm going to go back to the house. I'm going to put on some shorts. I'm going to go to the gym. All right. I'm going to hit the old Peloton for about an hour, get in 20, 25 miles of biking. Then I'm going to hit the weights because your boy has dropped the LBs. But per the fiance, I have a saggy ass. So I got to hit the squat rack a little bit, try to get that excellent round lifted booty back. All right. I look good in the jacket. Now I got to look good in the pants. Got to get the seat right. And then I'm going to go from there. I'm going to go back to the house. By then, it should be about 3:30 in the afternoon. Rob Brown's going to lay his adorable little head down in the bed, catch him about an hour, hour and a half long siesta. Then at 5:30, I'm going to meet up with the lady friend again. We're going to go meet up. We're going to go to our little wine spot. Going to have a nice glass. Probably, I'm thinking, maybe a little Malbec tonight. I'm in the mood for some Malbec, all right? I'm going to sip a couple glasses of red wine just to feel nice, just to feel good. Then we're going to sit in front of the big screen. She already knows what tonight is. We're going to sit in front of the big screen, and we are going to watch some NFL football. All those things that I am doing, I do most days, all right? I do the promos, we do the podcast, I do the lunch, I do the dog walking, I do the gym going, I do the siesta-ing, I do all those things because they're just part of my day, my rhythm, my routine. You know why I'm doing them today, great one? Because when this show comes off the air, I'm going to have about 10 hours that I got to kill. I gotta make them fly. And doing things makes time go by. I need the 10 hours? I need the 10 hours from when we turn off this microphone for the last time at 10 a.m. and when the NFL welcomes us into the 2024 season at 8:00 whatever it is this evening. I need that 10 hours to go by el rapido. As quickly as possible. So I'm going to be doing every dumb thing I can think of from 10 until 8 p.m. just to kill the time. The lady, she already knows. She already knows. We're doing it. We're doing our wine date because on Thursdays it's wine date night. All right. We're doing our wine. We're doing our charcuterie tonight. Getting a nice little charcuterie board. Think I'm going to lean heavy on the meat tonight. All right. Going to lean heavy on the pepperoni, the salami, the real good stuff. We're going to buy the expensive charcuterie board tonight. We're going to treat yourself because... And I have already apologized to her. The next 5 nights of my life, they're all occupied. All right? No date nights. Because we got NFL tonight, NFL tomorrow, college football Saturday, NFL Sunday, NFL Monday. I'm busy. Don't call me, don't text. You can call me, you can text me if you're one of the circle of trust. All right? If you got Rob Brown's contact information in your phone, you may absolutely call me. You may absolutely text me. I'm not a one-trick pony. I'm a multitasker. I can watch the football game and I can text or call or Facebook or whatever you need me to do. All right, I'm a multitasker. I got to multitask all the time. I multitask every segment this show's on the air. I'm a multitasker. What you can't do is you can't text me and go, "Hey, Rob Brown, do you want to go do this thing on Saturday?" No, I do not. "Hey, Rob Brown, Sunday night, would you like to go out to this place?" Sure, if they got a big screen hanging on the wall and if you can guarantee me that that big screen is going to have football on it. If the answer to that is yes, yeah, I'll go. But if it ain't to go watch the football, don't waste your breath. Don't waste your text. All right. I don't know if y'all got limited texts, like you can only send 100 a month. If you can, don't send one to me. You're wasting the text because the answer is no. All right. The most important person in my life has already been told the next 5 nights, they're all football nights in America. We ain't doing nothing. 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 Nothing at all. All right? All right, let's do this before we get to Fight Club coming up in the next segment. We have gotten some text and some tweets and some DMs and whatnot that I would like to address. Let's do that. Let's start with a DM that we got earlier today from at Carolina Spartan. We got the DM from, it's at SC Sparty. Texted the show. Said, "Rob, how long until earlier we talked about the FSU defensive line, how it's, what's the word I'm looking for here? Sucks. It's real bad at football.
I was going to say rich.
Yeah, but also rich. Yeah. Bruce Feldman reporting that he's been told that the FSU defensive line is getting paid a cumulative $2 million to play in Tallahassee this season. And yet, they're very bad at the footballing. At SC Sparty said, Rob, how long until those FSU guys who got stacks, his emphasis not mine, to stay opt out since the season is shot to protect their bodies for the NFL? This is why NIL is going to collapse. Money for stuff like this won't exist without a return on relevance, not from business people. What's sad is I support the players protecting their bodies. Why risk your career for a meaningless exhibition game? But they will get big time heat, even worse than before. And that is a fantastic question. I will address it in two parts at SC Sparty on the X. If you want to toss him a follow, a fellow Armada member. How long until those FSU guys who got stacks to stay opt out since the season is shot to protect their bodies for the NFL? I don't know. I would not be shocked if it was now. If it was now. If those guys know they're going to the league. But there's a couple of things to take into consideration here. One, and I do not know if this is accurate or correct or not, but I'm going to tell you right now, as an NIL collective, if I am drawing up NIL contracts with players, I am putting in there, if you do not play and it is not directly caused by an injury or illness, you ain't getting the NIL money. I am treating NIL money just like the NFL treats game checks. If you miss due to injury, fine, get your money. Due to illness, fine, get your money. But if you miss because of suspension or because you quit to go to the league, you're not getting the check. Now, what's to say that a guy like Pat Payton doesn't dress out, go out there, play a couple of downs, and all of a sudden, ouch, my ankle? Nothing. I can't stop him from doing that. But that leads me to point number two, which is, this is why I've said, the transfer portal should be supplemental to recruiting guys who want to be at your school. The transfer portal should be an extra resource that is added on top of your primary resource of recruiting high school kids who want to come play for you and want to come play for your school, your logo, your brand, your university. Because if you go and you build your core out of the portal, as Mike Norvell has, and those guys in the portal are all guys that are doing it just because they want to go to the show, they want to get up into the big leagues, and you go 0-2 and you're knocked out of playoff contention 2 weeks into the season, and they all go, screw that, I'm going out to Arizona to start my NFL draft combine training. Guess what? Sucks to be you, Mike Norvell. Sucks to be you. I get why. Just so we're clear, I understand why Dabo Swinney doesn't want to use the portal. I completely understand. I completely get it. I don't think it's good for him. I think he needs to use it as the supplemental deal, not the primary source of talent. But I completely understand, because what Dabo doesn't want to happen is exactly what's happening to Florida State right now. But this is why I've said, every situation, every circumstance we talk about, if you look at the world through a lens of black or white, left or right, this is going to be a long, difficult life ahead of you, because the reality is everything, I don't care what the thing is, everything you can think of, every political idea or religious viewpoint or sports philosophy or regular philosophy, everything that you think of, everything you can think of, exists on a spectrum. Everything. Doesn't matter. You can think of whatever, any philosophy you want. It exists on a spectrum. And there are some people that are way over at that end, that's Dabo Swinney, and some people that are way over at that end, and that's Mike Norvell. But the reality is, for all of those things, the best version of that thing exists somewhere in between the extremes. There are very few things that the extreme on this side or the extreme on this side are the best thing of that thing. The reality is, for most things, the premium's in the middle. It's in the middle of that spectrum. Transfer portal's no different. The Dabo Swinney end of the spectrum is not good. It's not going to work. It's proven. The Mike Norvell end of the spectrum does not work either. The reality is there's a middle ground, and it may be tilted towards one end of the spectrum or the other, but the reality is there's a middle spot somewhere that is the best version of that thing. My belief, it is using it as a supplemental resource to add on to your recruiting classes. I agree with you, SC Sparty. I don't have any issue with players who want to protect their bodies when they know they're NFL guys. But here's the other part of that conversation, and Joey B nailed it when he stepped into the stream chat and said, who could look at that FSU D-line and think any of those guys should be in the NFL? That's a reality for these guys. They put so much into playing with the portal and getting the bag and all that. I don't think they were ready for football season. And if I'm an NFL scout, it's not just about the fact that they stink on the field this year. It's also about the fact that, at least in my ever so humble yet frequently correct opinion, it's why they stink. I don't just know that they stink. I know why they stink. Why they stink is because they ain't got love for the game. They ain't got love for the grind, the hard work. Listen, all these guys that go in the NFL and stick around for years and they bounce team to team to team, yeah, they're doing it for a paycheck. Everybody who does a job, I do this job for a paycheck. I love this job. I love this job so much I get up at 3:15 in the morning every weekday for it. But I do it for the paycheck. If the boss came to me tomorrow and said, hey, Rob Brown, you are welcome to stay as long as you want, but we don't pay you anymore, I got to go. Same with Lonzo and Matt Mann and Nine and Everett and Stone Man, everybody in this building. If they came tomorrow and said, you can do it because all of you guys love this. You can do it, but we're not paying you anymore. We would all have to go somewhere else. Same with football players, college and pro. But you at least got to show me that you don't mind the grind. If you're not grinding for the team, for the logo, for the brand, for the love of the game, if you're only grinding for the money, at least show me that you'll grind for the money. I look at the guys playing for Florida State right now. I don't even see that they're willing to grind for the money. They are averaging, every one of those defensive linemen is averaging $500,000 to play football this year, and they're not willing to grind for it. They are hurting themselves in the NFL. They are hurting themselves. Let's see. Texas said it's going to get worse at Florida State when these potential draft picks freelance to showcase individual talent. That is part of the problem. It's part of the problem. How many of these guys? I wonder. I'm not saying there are. I don't know. I've watched the game back a couple of times. I don't think it's the case. But how many of these guys might go out there and go, coach called a twist. He caught a twist between the two defensive tackles, and I'm supposed to be the guy running the upfront twist. That means I can't get the sack. I am intentionally running into a double team so that the other tackle can twist around me and hopefully come open. I'm not doing that because I need stats. I need sacks. I need to prove to guys that I'm worth the top-tier draft pick. I ain't doing a twist. I'm going to look at my boy and go, hey, I'm not twisting. You do whatever you want, but I'm not doing that. I'm going to get the quarterback. Maybe. But again, that's on the head coach. It's on the head coach when he brings these guys in to be part of the team. It's on the head coach to make sure that he is doing whatever he needs to do to make sure he does not end up with that player. You are making, as the head coach of a Power 4 university, $7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 million a year. I don't care if your job's hard. I don't care. Oh, your job's hard. I don't care, Billy Napier. I don't care, Dabo Sweeney. I don't care, Shane Beamer. I don't care, Mike Norvell. You are getting paid a dream amount of money to do the job. Yeah, it's going to be hard. There's no easy jobs that pay $11 million a year. None. None. Not a one. Nowhere. You're never going to find an easy job for $11 million a year. That's part of your job. Do it or get the hell out and move for someone who will. It's not that complicated or that difficult. Do the job you're getting paid an ass load of money to do, or get out of the way, and we will find someone who freaking will. That's part of the gig, man. Get it or get out. It's real simple. It is real simple. Let's take a break. When we come back, it's Thursday. You know what that means. Fight Club with the great one, Lonzo. We talk a little pro wrestling and maybe some boxing, MMA. We'll find out when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Proof that even when someone feels like Mike Tyson has hit them in the head, even though he's, what, 58 now or whatever, a bunch of times, that we soldier forward and do what we do. We got, again, another pay-per-view. This is like 3 weeks in a row that there's either a pay-per-view or a PLE happening. And this Saturday or Sunday or sometime during the weekend, it's on the 7th. That would be Saturday. AEW All Out is happening. But before we get to that, I just got two quick WWE notes. One is, since Rob was patting himself on the back so much today, I got one for me. Damian Priest sat right over there and I asked him about an acting career and he just kind of played it off a little bit. According to Damian Priest, he was going to be Prince Namor.
I saw that.
He was going to be, in Black Panther 2, but Vince McMahon said no.
Just one more terrible decision from a terrible person.
And I got to tell you, he would have been good in that role.
He'd have been perfect in that role. And no disrespect to the guy that ended up playing Namor.
Whatever that guy's name
is. Yeah, with all due respect to that guy.
Guy who is not Damian Priest.
He would have looked like a badass as Namor. When Namor was, again, all due respect, but when Namor was like the same size and height as T'Challa's sister, fighting T'Challa's sister, it was if she would have had to go up against a guy who looked like and was played by Damian Priest, that would have been so much more, I'll use the word, captivating. But yeah, that's a bad decision. Why would you not want to play? And I get it probably at the time, because at the time, Damian wasn't who he is today, right? He was the Archer of Infamy, NXT caliber Damian. So he wasn't like the biggest star. I would almost guarantee you if they approached today with that, it's 100% a yes.
Yeah, but under this regime, for sure he would get to
Even if that jackass was still in charge, I think even he would have had to say yes. Do you want arguably one of your top two or three stars right now in the
biggest movie franchise in the world. And oh, by the way, with for fact opportunities for more of that role down the line in the biggest movie franchise in the world. The fact that they didn't say yes, even if he wasn't one of their primary superstars, is frankly silly.
You know what it is? It's bad business. And that's one thing. I mean, Vince McMahon, not a good person, but business-wise, he made some pretty good decisions. That's a bad business decision.
Yeah, he made a lot of bad ones, too, though. I mean, let's not skirt on those. And I get it. Nobody is going to bat 1,000 when it comes to making business decisions, for sure. I know that better than anybody. But yes, to say no to putting even a fringe star, or maybe even at the time jobber, into a role to look like a total badass in the biggest movie franchise in the game, I don't get that.
By the way, speaking of Vince McMahon, although I don't think he gets the money from this, if you just happen to have enough money, the original Titan Towers is for sale.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were still there.
No. Apparently not, because it's for sale. It's all over the internet, so it's got to be true.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So if
Vince gonna have some bills to pay for a while.
Well, I mean, he sold all his shares for a reason.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Let us get to AEW All Out and some pretty good matches. Starting with this, depending on what you think of Daniel Garcia, versus MJF.
For the record, I love how they have set this up. I don't care. I thought that showing from Daniel Garcia and the way that he came out and got involved but did not overly ruin the match with Will Ospreay was good enough to intrigue me in this match. MJF.
Yeah, MJF. I agree.
That's not to say you won't get Daniel Garcia over in the long term, but I think you're going to see full Maxwell Jacob Freeman in this one, and then Daniel will get over later. Also, as you pointed out, not a big Daniel Garcia fan. It's not for the gimmick, because I actually think the gimmick can work. He just doesn't do it for me. I put him with not Jungle Boy.
All right, so I'm just going to go in the order of the things that I have here.
Sure.
And there's no reason why this would be where it is, especially after what we saw last night. A steel cage lights out match, Swerve Strickland versus Hangman Page. Hangman Page, by the way, has now memed himself forever. Have you seen if you probably saw the video of him catching Swerve's house on fire.
Yep.
But the meme of him sitting out in front of it,
it's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be used for so many different things. I don't like Hangman Adam Page. At least I didn't. Rob and I have had this.
You don't like face Hangman Adam Page.
No, I didn't like Millennial Cowboy.
That's the face.
Yeah, I like guy who could be in a rock star game. I like a guy who, and probably will be if he's lucky. They're already putting posters up of him and Red Dead,
yeah,
sort of things. It looks really good. I like this guy. I like, and I like that he's distanced himself from the elite, and he's just this guy on his own. But who's the heel and who's the face here?
Oh, Swerve's the face. They're both. I mean, Hangman's a clear heel. Swerve's definitely a tweener, yeah, but in this Swerve, role, he's the face.
Swerve went to Hangman's house first.
Yeah, no, I know. He's definitely a tweener.
And he said multiple times he went to his house.
Yep. This is the thing. This is kind of one of those things that sometimes you got to book long term. And I think this is a great spot for Hangman to go, hey, you did this first. You started this war. You were the first one. Because he didn't just go to his house. He stood over his child's crib and made threats.
And then he said a couple of weeks ago he went there and watched him take his wife to the hospital to have his second child.
Yeah.
So that's saying, hey, not only have I been there, been in your house, but I've been there multiple times.
Like, to me, Swerve's going to be painted as the face, but I think it's fair to say Hangman Adam Page is the face because Swerve started all this. I'm going to go with Hangman to win the match. I'm also going to go Millennial Cowboy Adams is the best. He's the best because I do think it is important for people to recognize that it's okay to not be okay and go seek help, and that was the whole point of that character. I think it is important to recognize that even tough guys sometimes need somebody to talk to. It's great.
That was not the whole point of the character. You and I, and Joe, by the way, were in Columbia when they came out. What was it, a Prius?
It was a Prius.
It came out in a Prius.
What's wrong with caring about the environment? Nothing.
That has nothing to do with self-help.
Nothing.
And I still don't know how Luchasaurus got in there.
The whole premise is that it is okay to not conform to traditional macho roles. You can still be a cowboy because sometimes when it's time, as long as you're willing to answer the bell, who cares if you're a conservationist, care about the environment, and believe in therapy? Those are good things.
This public service announcement brought to you by Rob Brown. Now let's continue with the show. Chicago Street Fight.
Can I be the Millennial Cowboy now since he's not?
You've never not been.
Yeah.
Willow Nightingale versus friend of the show, Chris Statlander. Chicago Street Fight. I really like Willow Nightingale. I'm very disappointed we didn't get to interview, although we did get Orange Cassidy. But I still want to interview Will Nightingale. Chris Statlander, by the way, awesome interview.
Phenomenal. She was great.
We haven't really had any bad interviews.
I've only had one. I'm not going to say him by name because I think it was a bad spot.
I want to point out.
Oh, fair. This one was one that unfortunately was at a time where Lonzo couldn't be here. I've had one bad interview. I never aired it because it made this guy, and he is a genuine bona fide Hall of Famer. Not like a guy where genuine bona fide all-time icon legend, Hall of Famer.
You were very upset.
I was devastated because it was a bleep interview. I've never aired it and I've never named him because I'm going to give the guy, if I ever get the chance, an opportunity to redeem himself because I've also heard no negative stories about the guy except my own. Stat was great.
See, and I've heard a ton of negative stories and I was not surprised by him doing what he did. All right, different circles. So you said Stat wins?
I'm going to go Stat.
Okay, I'm going Nightingale. Okay. We finally differ on something. All right. By the way, Joe says the Prius is surprisingly roomy. Toyota should have had that in a commercial. I agree.
I want with no context applied to it, a Prius commercial where a Prius drives into frame, the door opens, Luchasaurus gets out, waves, and leaves, and then that's just the end of the commercial with the words, this guy fits, so can you.
Yeah.
And that's the context of the commercial.
Yeah. All right, A&W.
I believe in you.
It's root beer. It's really good. AEW, World Tag Team Championship match, the Young Bucks versus Claudio Castagnoli and Wheeler Yuta. If you watched last night, they jumped the Blackpool Combat Club, and Claudio had some things to say, which I really, really liked. But Young Bucks are going to win this.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I do think there is a spot down the line for the BCC to win this thing, but I also, we kind of got to point out, like with a couple of recent Mox promos, like...
Well, he did another one last night.
Did he?
So,
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, so he's not with the BCC.
No, he's not. And if you take Mox away from that, and you take Bryan Danielson, which is very close, you're taking him away from it, all you have left is Claudio and Wheeler.
Yeah, but they've added Pac.
Yeah, okay, like, yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. As much as I love Pac, and we're going to talk about him in a minute, I assume, the BCC is not really a thing to me anymore.
It's not. All right, the next match, AEW TBS Championship match between Hikaru Shida, still my favorite women's wrestler in AEW, always has been. Loved it. She always has an homage to anime or to a video game, and she did that again last night. Versus a waste of space in Mercedes Moné. By the way, Camille is banned from ringside.
I got to tell you, as excited as I was, because it did feel like a win, if a minor one, for AEW to get the artist formerly known as Sasha Banks, now Mercedes Moné, felt like it was a win, and I just had, like... To me, Britt Baker carried that rivalry leading up to the pay per view at Wembley. But Mercedes is going to get her opportunity. She didn't sign this contract to show up, win one feud, and drop it in the next. She hasn't been great since she got here, but she's also not dropping the belt here.
Right. It's surprising me, you, and Joe all agree on this. I don't think we normally all three agree on something wrestling. That she's not good. It's just this is not. It's,
she is.
She comes on and I'm just like, yeah, let me give it a second. I need to fast forward past this.
For the record, when she was in WWE, Sasha Banks, I thought it was great because it didn't feel forced, right? This whole I got to be the CEO thing, it feels like it's pigeonholer. And so when you pigeonhole somebody into a gimmick, then they got to try to fight their way out of it, which is what she's doing, and it does not come across naturally.
All right, two more matches real quick. AEW International Championship match between Will Ospreay and Pac, who we mentioned earlier. Again, Will Ospreay, the best wrestler in wrestling right now. Pac is amazing.
He is.
I've seen him live when he was with WWE and the heights that he was able to get then. It's like a human should not be able to do that.
Keep in mind, a guy who came up and they wanted to put him in a cape and have him do a dumbass superhero gimmick, and he still survived that.
Yeah, he was and still is very good. The problem is he cannot stay healthy.
Yep.
But I think you got to go Will Ospreay here.
Oh, without a doubt. He didn't win that feud with MJF to turn around and drop the belt in the next feud. I will tell you who wins this match. Us. Great one. Because this is going to, as the kids say, slap.
All right. And finally, AEW World Championship match between Bryan Danielson and Jack Perry. Bryan Danielson, still stipulation. If he loses, he's retiring. And so he's going to probably have a year long of this. He's not going to lose to Jack Perry unless he loses by disqualification. And I don't know. Does a disqualification loss means he'd still retire?
I mean, I'd say a loss is a loss, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I think you do it that way.
What about a no contest?
I mean, that's not a loss, but right. How do you?
It's not a win either.
How do you do that? Right? Like, how do you do that? And I would go one step further and say if Danielson drops the belt, right, takes an L, he's gone. That being said, Bryan Danielson is, in my opinion, the most important wrestler on the roster. He's more important than Jericho. He's more important than the Young Bucks. He's more important than Kenny Omega. As much as I think Kenny Omega is one of the two best wrestlers in the world, he's more important than all of them from what he did when he came over. He was the one that when he came over, you're like, oh, this company's legitimate. This company's got a chance. And we're still fighting, but this company's got a chance. He is going to have a retirement on par with what they did for Sting. You're going to know the match that he is going to drop the belt and the career, and it ain't against freaking Jack Perry.
Yeah, it's going to be either Ospreay or a returning Kenny Omega or maybe Jon Moxley, something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be somebody. It is going to headline a massive pay-per-view, and they're basically going to tell you this is the match he retires on without telling you this is the match he retires on, because he is, again, in my opinion, the most important wrestler to ever join the ranks of AEW.
If anybody out there wants to help start a GoFundMe so we can buy Titan Towers, just I mean, we're in.
Yeah, I'll tell you what right now.
I got like $15 right now.
We
probably
can
add some more later.
We can both move to Connecticut and do the show from there every day. All right, we'll figure it out.
I probably would move to Connecticut for that, yes.
To live in Titan Tower, that'd be awesome. Hey, that's it for this segment of the show. When we come back, I got a couple more bits of sound I want to play for you. I'm going to tell you about an interesting little poll that came out by The Athletic, and then I'm going to play you what a legitimate Cajun accent sounds like for no other reason than I want to. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate. The Athletic polled their readers as NFL fans and asked them to answer one simple question. Are you optimistic or pessimistic about your team's chances heading into the 2024 season? The results to me are, to be honest, pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. Lonzo! Let's play the at-home quiz version of the Rob Brown Radio Show. Let's start at the top. Who is the fan base? According to The Athletic's poll of their readers nationwide, who is the most optimistic fan base about their team's chances in 2024?
I would jokingly say the Dallas Cowboys, but I'm not going to say that.
Because you'd be very wrong.
Because I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs.
That is incorrect. They are second on the list.
But by the way,
and I will tell you before you guess, it's not San Francisco either.
I'm a little concerned about Kansas City because no one's three-peated ever before.
Never.
That would kind of make your optimism go down. But if any team was going to do it, they have a shot. Okay, the most optimistic, Buffalo?
No. No.
All right, I don't know.
The Detroit Lions.
Okay. All right. I get that. I get that. And after all the years of everything they've had to go through, and then they've steadily gotten better, and last year was so good, I get why they'd be optimistic.
According to The Athletic, 98.8% of fans of the Detroit Lions who responded to this, 98.8% said they are optimistic about their team's chances. Kansas City second, only a tenth of a percentage behind at 98.7%. The Chicago Bears are third at 97.6%. And for the record, I agree with them.
Yeah, and I don't. Come on, people.
Green Bay is... I can't wait till we get to the end of the season and I'm right about the Bears.
Dude, we might be three games in and you may say, I'm sorry, Lonzo, you're right.
Nope, not at all. Packers aren't going worse than 2-1 in their first three. Book
no,
that
no,
now.
No, Bears.
I mean Bears. I'm looking at Green Bay.
Right, you're probably right about Green Bay.
Nah, Green Bay, 97.1. Houston is fifth at 96.4%. The next, Cincinnati, LA Rams, Philly, Jacksonville at 89.5% of their fans saying they're optimistic, and the Atlanta Falcons round out the top 10. Who, great one, who is the least optimistic fan base in the NFL this year?
Missed my window. By the time I find it, it's going to be way too late. I'm operating too slow. I would, first of all, I think I was told earlier in the week, that I'm too optimistic. I think you could be optimistic and not realistic.
For sure.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville as the most.
I just told you Jacksonville's in the top 10.
Yeah, the most unreal. I thought you asked who's the most unrealistic.
Which fan base is most optimistic, or in this case, least optimistic, most pessimistic about their 2024 team?
Oh, most pessimistic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I should have actually listened.
Yep, it's okay.
It's
most people don't.
It's difficult sometimes because I'm fighting off a migraine. I usually pay close attention. It's got to be either the Panthers or the New England Patriots.
Carolina is the sixth least optimistic.
So
New England
Patriots
is the fourth least top. There are three teams more pessimistic about their 2024 team than the New England Patriots, who are going to be the worst team in the league.
The Jets.
They are not. They are actually right in the middle with 73%.
I'm just trying to think of that fan base who's never believes their team's going to do anything. Really? Okay.
The most pessimistic team in the National Football League, based on a survey of readers and listeners of The Athletic, is that you're my... our New Orleans Saints, with 16% of their fan base saying they're optimistic about their chances, 84% of their fans saying they are pessimistic coming into 2024. And let me tell you, yeah, I'm on the red side of this equation, not the green side. Yeah, we're going to stink.
I think there was no doubt in anyone's mind where you stood.
Yeah, we're going to stink. Yeah. And you'll find out how much I think we're going to stink tomorrow, because tomorrow we finish up our divisional preview series when we do the NFC and AFC South.
Oh, can't wait for that.
Second most pessimistic team in the NFL, the New York Giants are second. The Dallas Cowboys are the third most pessimistic team in the National Football League this year.
How is that even possible? I mean, so
I'm actually a little shocked by this.
Cowboys fans pour mouth their team and don't think they're going to be any good.
I mean, they don't, but that doesn't mean that what they say, trash talk, is what they exactly believe. New England fourth, Cleveland fifth, Carolina sixth, the Raiders seventh, Pittsburgh eighth, Minnesota ninth, and the Buffalo Bills, the 10th most pessimistic team in the NFL. Only 60% of their fans say they are optimistic of the season. Minnesota down, it is 42% or less optimistic. Buffalo up 60% or more. And then there's Tennessee, who is 69% nice pessimist or optimistic about their team. Hey, real quick, before we get to what the X is going on, our buddy Michael Pius, and I am happy to do it, wants to let you all know that their 2024 Summer Golf Trip Raffle is open right now until 5 o'clock this afternoon. You can go to firstteeupstate.org and buy your raffle tickets. That includes, if you win the grand prize, the golf trip of a lifetime with your favorite foursome, TPC Sawgrass Stadium and Dye's Valley Course, which I got to go to the Valley Course and play it when I was down in St. Augustine. Oh my God, y'all, it's incredible. So go to firstteeupstate.org. It is $100 per ticket. They are selling only 300 of them. And if you win the grand prize, two rounds of golf for four golfers at the TPC Sawgrass Stadium and Dye's Valley Course, a two-night stay at the Sawgrass Marriott Golf Resort and Spa, including two rooms for two people in each room. It's a trip valued over $5,000. Go to firstteeupstate.org to buy your ticket. Win that, and most importantly, help the golfing youth of the upstate, because this program, the First Tee of the Upstate, is incredible.
All right. Well, you could have warned me. I'd have dropped the music.
Well, that was so no fun.
Play that.
Yeah, why would that be fun?
Yeah, well, because you'd been able to hear them better. That's all. All right. The first thing that is X-ing is Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton X-ing. It is because Beetlejuice 2 comes out tonight?
No, actually. Well, it does.
Comes out tonight.
It does come out tonight. That's not why he's X-ing. Did you know Michael Keaton is not his real name?
Well, I'm going to be real with you. And I assume most A-listers don't use a real name.
He wants to start using his real name. His last name is actually Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
And because of SAG rules, you can't use the same name of someone who's already... Because
there is obviously a very famous Michael Douglas.
Yeah, so he would like to go start using Michael Keaton Douglas.
I mean, listen, if John Cougar Mellencamp slash John Cougar slash John Mellencamp slash Cougar Mellencamp got away with 97 names...
He skipped one. He went with just Mellencamp.
Oh, he did go with just Mellencamp. Yeah, yeah. If John slash Cougar slash Mellencamp slash John Cougar slash Cougar Mellencamp slash John Cougar Mellencamp can get away with using 90, then Batman slash Beetlejuice can call himself whatever the hell he wants.
I mean, that's cool that he wants to do that now, I suppose.
Yeah,
all right.
For it.
The next thing it's X-ing is Court of Owls.
Court of Owls. I know that there is a reason for this. I'm assuming it is video game related, though I don't know for certain.
All right, so Matt Reeves has come out and said the script is almost done for The Batman Part 2, and he said it will delve even more into conspiracy and things like that. So the internet community, which is always right, believes Court of Owls will be what they go with, and it kind of makes sense.
It does make sense, and I will also say that the entire Court of Owls concept was one of my favorite comic book arcs that only the deep dive nerds know. It was a phenomenal arc, phenomenal spinoffs here and there, and it's like only the hardcore dorks know about it.
Yeah, I want to see them do that. One of the best parts about the Batman, even though he was a little too optimistic at the end, was the detective thing, which is what they wanted to do. And also, it was a really good depiction of Catwoman. The next thing that's X-ing is Caitlin.
Caitlin? Just Caitlin?
I didn't want to. Isn't she like on first name basis now? Caitlin Clark.
Oh!
Why do you got to say the rest? Are you thinking of that?
My head's in the comic books still. Okay. My head's in the comic books. Yeah. I'm like, which one's Caitlin? Caitlin Clark last night recorded her second triple double. You know who? The rookies? Here's the list of rookies with two triple doubles in a season. You ready for the list? Caitlin Clark. That's the list. People, the WNBA MVP vote, it's not a vote. It's not a contest. It's not a competition. All due respect to all the other rooks in the league, but Caitlin Clark is it. Now, she is not the MVP. That's Asia Wilson, who is a gangsta, dropped another 41 burger the other day as the Aces keep going. But here's my thing. Not only is Caitlin Clark putting it down, the first rookie with a pair of triple doubles in the league, but on top of that, you remember that? Remember back at the beginning of the year when the Indiana Fever were 1-8 and so many of y'all were going, "That's it, told you she's cooked." Now that the competition level's up, and I said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 hold your damn horses for just a second. Because Caitlin Clark's still real good? Yeah, they're now plus 500, and the Indiana Fever have locked in a playoff spot, ladies and gentlemen. Caitlin Clark is gonna be the GOAT. Book it.
One last one really quick. Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry's gonna play tonight, and I'm gonna tell you right now, I need you to go in your house before this game kicks off, and I need you to strap everything loose in your house to the floor, because when Derrick Henry and Chris Jones hit each other for the first time, it's going to be an earthquake on the Richter scale, the width of the nation. I can't wait. This is going to be so much fun, y'all.
Big meaty men slapping.
Slapping meat,
yeah,
baby!
Yeah.
That's it for us. Y'all enjoy the game tonight. We'll break it down, preview the Green Bay Philly game, and pick our NFC and AFC South Division winners tomorrow when the Rob Brown Show returns from 6 till 10 a.m. right here on the Fan Upstate. Later!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.